From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Volunteers for Democratic candidate for Governor Stacey Abrams are racing to make an important deadline to ensure all votes in that race are counted, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
You can just call our voter protection hotline.
Volunteers are calling the 21,000 voters who cast a provisional ballot to tell them they have until 5 p.m. to get to their local election board and clear up things like voter ID issues and get their vote counted. State House Representative James Beverly is one of the volunteers in Macon. He says the provisional ballots could help push the race against Republican Brian Kemp into a runoff.
This is not over. I mean, we just got to get it done by today with the provisional, but you still have issues of absentee ballots as well, right?
There are also more than 69,000 absentee ballot requests to be accounted for before the certification of Georgia elections early next week. Abrams is short about 26,000 votes for a runoff. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And with more information about today's deadline for Georgia voters to certify their provisional ballots, GPB's Grant Blankenship joins me from Macon. Thanks for being here, Grant.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So what is a provisional ballot?
So a provisional ballot is what you're given to cast a vote when at the polling place, either your voter ID isn't correct or the address on your ID doesn't match what's on the Board of Elections records. You cast this provisional ballot with the promise that you're going to come back after Election Day and straighten everything out with the Board of Election. That has to happen for provisional voters by 5 o'clock today, or else their votes won't be counted. And again, there's like 21,000 of those ballots across the state.
Also, at stake is the number of absentee ballots to be returned, and I understand that that information is now no longer available.
Right. The Secretary of State had a dedicated page where the complete record of absentee ballot requests and returned ballots was made easily accessible. That has disappeared as of today. It's been folded into a much larger, denser, and harder to manage data set elsewhere on their site. That makes it tough for people to sort of suss out exactly how many absentee ballots of the 69,000 that are extant are being accepted and will be counted after certification next week.
GPB's Grant Blankenship. Thank you, Grant.
Thanks for having me.
Meanwhile, the campaign for Republican Brian Kemp says Abrams' push for provisional ballots will not affect election results. Kemp declared himself governor-elect Wednesday. Abrams has refused to concede. Kemp campaign spokesman Cody Hall says the race is over.
They keep saying that there's other votes out there, and they haven't really pointed to any that would change the math here.
Yesterday, Kemp resigned as Secretary of State. The deadline for counties to certify their results is next Tuesday. Atlanta United will look to advance to the next round of the Major League Soccer playoffs Sunday when they host New York City FC. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, Atlanta doesn't necessarily have to win to advance.
The winner of the two-game series will be decided using aggregate goals, which means goals scored in the first game will carry over to the second. Since Atlanta already beat New York 1-0 in the first match at Yankee Stadium, a win or a draw would send Atlanta to the conference finals. Another sold-out crowd is expected at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta broke its own attendance record this season, averaging 53,000 fans per game. Kickoff is scheduled for Sunday afternoon at 5:30. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Railroad giant Norfolk Southern has announced the location of its new Atlanta headquarters. The Virginia-based company proposes investing $575 million in a building on West Peachtree Street between 3rd and Ponce de Leon that is in Midtown, a block away from the Fox Theater. According to documents filed with Invest Atlanta, the city's economic development arm, Norfolk Southern commits to creating 850 new jobs. The deal is expected to be finalized early next year. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.